Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we are diving deep into the fascinating world of tortilla puffing. It's more scientific than you think.
Tortilla puffing? Seriously? I thought it was just, you know, heat and magic.
Magic, huh? Well, there's definitely science involved. We're talking moisture, heat shock, and the perfect tortilla dough consistency. This video we're discussing breaks down the whole process.
Okay, color me intrigued. So what's the secret sauce? Is it all about the heat?
Heat plays a big part, but it's not the only factor. The video talks about three different heat sources: a griddle, a regular nonstick pan, and an induction cooker. Turns out, the griddle, despite its high heat, isn't ideal because of uneven temperature distribution.
Wait, a griddle isn't ideal? But that's what a lot of people use.
Exactly. The video points out that the outer ring of the griddle often doesn't get hot enough, meaning the tortilla doesn't get the necessary heat shock to puff. So, sometimes you need a little persuasion with a spatula.
Persuasion, I like that. What about the regular pan?
The conventional pan can work, but a warped pan creates uneven heat contact. So again, puffing issues. You might need to crank up the heat, but you risk burning.
So it's like a delicate dance between burning and puffing.
Exactly. Now, the induction cooker with a flat stainless steel pan, that's the sweet spot. Consistent heat, perfect contact, beautiful puffing.
Ah, the holy grail of tortilla puffing. But there's a catch, right? Nothing's that easy.
You know it. Even the induction cooker can overheat. You have to adjust the heat throughout the process.
Interesting. So it's a combination of the right heat source and controlling the temperature.
Plus the dough itself. Moisture is key. The video emphasizes a moist, Play-Doh-like consistency. If the dough's dry, forget about puffing, no matter how hot your pan is.
Right, makes sense. The moisture creates the steam for that puff.
Exactly. It's all connected. Heat, moisture, and the right cooking surface. It's like a beautiful symphony of tortilla puffing.
I see, interesting, got it.
So, to our listeners out there, experiment. Find the sweet spot for your kitchen setup, and don't be afraid to use a spatula. No shame in a little persuasion to get that perfect puff. That's all for today's episode of Nutty's Show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time for more delicious discussions.
Bye-bye.